Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now. Time for a very memorable edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast. We're late and we play games on Game Pass. We tell you which games to talk. Which games to, what do we do? It's been a while. I forgot what we do.
COVID, I think, they said COVID does affect your long-term memory. So like, this is your second time having it, right?
Yeah, and I would believe it. Like, I'm also on a lot of welcome to my medical corner. I'm also on some medication right now that, like, can, like, really mess with, like, memory and just, like, short-term memory and stuff. So, like, it's, I'm going to basically have Alzheimer's by the time this is over. Like, that's where we're going to be. This is Game Pass or Pass. I am Corey. This is the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service. Tell you which games to pass on to your friends, which games to simply pass on. Bye. I already said my name. This is Corey. I am joined by the man who loves to be underwater, Basher.
I literally can't swim. You know nothing about me.
That's not true because you played this game, so therefore you can
The
swim.
Water terrifies me. I think the water is the greatest greatest murder of humankind race. We should all stay away from large bodies of water.
Don't humankind race.
We are a race of people.
I think the humankind already sort of encompasses that, but maybe not. We're here to talk about A Memoir Blue. But before that, did you know that you can rate us on your favorite podcast service? Spotify now has ratings. If you're listening to this on Spotify, pull out your phone, get on your desktop app, go to those ratings and give us a rating. It helps out. More people get to listen. More people can Game Pass or pass it up. They can Movie Pass or pass it up. Whatever you want, you can do it. A Memoir Blue, here are the details. From Cloisters Interactive, A Memoir Blue is an interactive poem about a superstar athlete and the all-encompassing love between mother and daughter. A unique aesthetic combining hand-drawn and 3D art brings Miriam's magical realist journey to life as she swims into the depths of her memories. A series of gameplay vignettes blend sacrifice and heartbreak with victory and pride as she reconnects with her inner child and deepens the love she shares with her mother. This is available on Xbox One, Xbox Series X, and PC. It does have smart delivery, meaning that you get whatever version on whatever console that you have. Also does have Xbox Live Cloud Save, so if for some odd reason you do not finish this game in one sitting and you want to play on PC or console, vice versa, your save will transfer. It's regularly priced at $7.99. A Memoir Blue. Let's reminisce about it.
I hate these games.
Full spoilers ahead, by the way.
I'm barely joking here. So I looking through their catalog, I have a somewhat love-hate relationship with Annapurna. I didn't know they made Flower back in the day.
I think they just published it.
They just published it? Okay, great. Yeah. Okay, so I remember liking Flower. That was And again, for what it was, I enjoyed the very short experience that it was. And then I realized it did Telling Lies.
Published it.
Okay. Did they just publish this one too?
I'm assuming yes. I believe they're okay. I think they're just mainly a publisher. I think they also did 20. What was that game? 21 minutes. What was it? 10 minutes? 15 minutes?
12 minutes.
12 minutes. I had all of them but the right one. so yeah, I believe they are simply a publishing arm.
Okay, great. Okay. So, oh man, in that case, that's so hit or miss for me because
some
things they publish, I'm a big fan, and some things I'm just like, never again. Just never, ever again.
What I want to say on that note is that whenever an Annapurna logo comes up, though, I'm at least usually going to pay attention because right. they've really found this niche of very unique and just sort of what you don't know what you're going to get. Like you're going to get something different, which I guess that means you know what you're going to get, but you're not going to get a quote mainstream game. Like you're not going to get Hitman from Annapurna. Like that's not going to happen. So I respect them for that reason, but yes, continue.
I think the closest they got to mainstream was like Ashen, wasn't it? Wasn't that like an RPG?
Did they do Ashen?
They did. They published Ashen.
Okay, yeah, no, Ashen was like a Souls-like, but it was. I liked Ashen a lot. I beat that game. It was a more mainstream Souls-like, but it really wasn't a mainstream game, if that makes sense.
Right, but I think it's the closest they've gotten. Before I say this, one of my favorite parts about this show is your cold reading. It's fantastic, and the thing that you said that made me instantly like kind of soften my opinion on this game was the fact that they call it an interactive poem. I have a problem when we have these games like Memoir Blue or what's the one that just came out that I'm not playing that you played just now?
Life is Strange.
Like when these games come out and people refer to them as games, my ears perch up a little bit, like just a little bit, because it's like a definition of a game requires some sort of gaming challenge aspect to things, and this Memoir Blue is not that. It is 100% an interactive poem. The gameplay here is, I won't say non-existent, but it is. It's one of those gameplay systems where you can play with like a Fire Stick remote.
Yeah, I have an issue called, like, I would not put a Memoir Blue in the same sentence as a Life is Strange. And I know we're drawing like arbitrary lines, but I am not a fan of a Memoir Blue as well. And it's not because I think the substance is bad. I think it is. I don't want to say taking advantage. That's not the right thing. It's like they say, it's an interactive poem. But it reminds me of, what was that game I liked that you didn't like with the guitar?
The guitar. Yeah, I know you
got it. Artful Escape. Like Artful Escape, I also wouldn't put in the same sentence, even though that it is very similar and that there's not a lot of gameplay. But this is
you mean any gameplay.
This is almost too far in that direction of is this a game quote, you know, like there's that argument. And I tend to fall on the side of like, whatever, if it's interactive, it's a game. And I find that here, but my issue is the platform that it's on. And so I don't want this to turn into a discussion of like, what is Game Pass? But this is a 1 hour experience that is quote a poem. And there really isn't anything challenging isn't even the word I want to use. Like there really is, yeah,
challenging
not
is the wrong word. I don't right. know like, the word it is.
There's you can't almost fail. Like you have to do stuff, but there's nothing that's ever gonna fight back at you, and you don't really have any interaction with the game. You're seeing a story, which is totally fine.
I just think that the platform of it being on PC and Xbox is just a little strange. And I felt similar that way to The Artful Escape, but I feel like that just, that was teetering the line less so in this direction and the other direction. So
the only thing Artful Escape have on Memoir Blue is the production value in terms of the music. That's really the only thing, because it's still the same.
But you had to actually interact with it. Like, you had to think about it. You had to move throughout the world.
I agree. Yeah.
Like, this is like, here's an image, click on it. And there's other things you can click on. And I don't know if you can fail at the game. I don't know if you just sit there, eventually will it do something? I'm guessing not. So you do have to interact with it.
It won't. I tried that.
Got it.
I left the room and nothing happened.
And it's... But here's the thing. Like, I don't hate this. I'm just very confused about its place in this market. Like, I almost wish it was just like a movie. And I kind of felt that way again with Artful Escape, of just like, I feel like it's the wrong medium that it's trying to tell, or it's the wrong medium for the story it's trying to tell. Because the story is, not to get too deep here, like, I don't have a strong relationship with my parents, so perhaps that's why I just didn't care. But I feel like this was a 5-minute story.
Whoa,
like,
bro,
like,
you want to talk about it?
Kind of. I feel like it's like a 5-minute story that was drawn out into 40 minutes. And it's adorable. Like, it's cute and it's adorable, but I don't feel like I learned anything about this girl and her relationship with her mom after the first 5 minutes. I feel like I got everything out of it. And that's where I'm annoyed with it, because I didn't even get anything from it. Like, it's cool, it's unique, it's visually, I think it's strong, but it's also kind of ugly. Like, from a resolution standpoint, it's very aliased, it's not very clean looking, and there's no reason for it to not be. Like, so I'm very torn in many directions on this one.
I mean, to that point as well, it's, I'm very close with my mom, super close, and... That doesn't mean, however, that anything that is produced about a child and their mom means I automatically relate to it. So, like, when I played this, I did not play all the way through this game. I couldn't make it.
It's less than an hour long.
I couldn't do it.
You could have done it.
It's literally impossible. Literally impossible. And, like, it can't be done. But even then, no offense to the people involved making this game. And it's not to the, and I'm not saying it's about this game specifically, but I just don't care about your relationship with your people. Like, cause these games are so specific. Like, they're so specific when they tell their stories and in their poems. It's always like, the first time she taught me how to swim, and I'm remembering that moment, and you're playing through that moment. I'm like, I don't care about her teaching how to swim. We never swam. Like, I have no connection to this story emotionally. And then it's one of those experiences where you definitely have to go in with the emotional mindset of, I'm going to be invested in this. Like, I want to experience someone else's story. I want to hear their history, and I'm going to get something out of it. If you're not one of those people, this type of experience is doubly bad, because there is no quote unquote gameplay to satisfy you in the lack of your connection to the story.
Yeah, like, you're not wrong, but it almost sounds like you're coming at it from a sense of like it doesn't belong. And I don't think that's what you're saying, but that's kind of how it sounds. So I guess correct me if I'm wrong.
If I saw, because Amazon, my Amazon Fire Stick has a game section now.
Has a Luna, like, section.
Yeah.
Has Devil May Cry 5, doesn't it?
Sure does. Like, these games should be all over smart TVs. These games should be all over, like, just quick play browser stuff. Like the fact
see,
that
but,
is like
but, see, but that's where I push back, and like I don't even think it belongs there, and that like that's where I get upset with it, and because like I think of stuff like packing or unpacking. I think of stuff like Florence. Florence is a game that was on Android that was very, very similar to A Memoir Blue, and it's about a girl and her sort of growing up, but it's also about a relationship and starting the next chapter of her life. But it had the interaction was different, and that's where I really have an issue with this game. Is like I think there's many people that can play this and give it a 5 out of 5 because it's going to speak to them in some way. Like you said, like maybe it doesn't speak to you, but then where I have an issue is that you're just telling a story and you're not actually a game. Like you're not having me make choices. You're not having me interact with this world in a way that creates a symbiotic sort of, you know, connection for me. And so I'm like, I would almost rather just watch this than have to interact with it. Because the fact that I'm interacting and it's not doing anything for me actually harms my investment in the characters.
Oh, 100% agree. And there has to be we don't know the numbers on this, and it's almost worth looking up for me at this point. Is it, I guess a general question is it cheaper to make a game than it is to produce an hour long animation and throw it on Netflix? Because if this was a Netflix thing, I probably would sit down and watch it.
Right.
I'd probably sit down and watch it and be like, oh, that was neat. That was nice. Whatever. But the second you put a Xbox One Series X controller in my hand and I'm not interacting with the game, I'm just holding left, or I'm just holding A down or left or right, the experience starts working against me at that point. Like I start fighting the entire thing.
Right. And that's how I feel about it. It's just like, I'm annoyed with it because I think there's something very quote beautiful here, but it's hard to decipher it. But what I will say is I think it's also brilliant for being under an hour long. Like it's very concise, which was my biggest criticism of something similar, which was An Artful Escape. Like if that was a 4 hour experience, that should have been 2.5 at most. And this is smart in the other direction, that it knows what it is. It wants to tell a story, and it gets in and gets out in under an hour. And Florence was a very similar way. But by the end of Florence, man, I was messed up. I felt for this character, and I guess spoilers for Florence, like there's a situation where you're trying to repair a relationship with a boyfriend, and I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was like you were trying to fix this ripped picture of the two of you. And so the game sort of gives you this, it gives you control of you having this ripped picture and trying to put it back together. But in the end, it doesn't let you. Like you keep trying to put this picture back together, and you're like, why can't I do this? Like what is happening? And that's part of the game. And like, it was extremely effective on me. Like I was like, it sort of hit me. I didn't expect the game to do that, to where I was playing it and interacting with it, and all of a sudden it was fighting against me, because sometimes you can't fix things. Like sometimes you just can't do it. Like that messed me up. And it was that relationship of actually interacting with it that did it. And here I'm just watching something. So like it's, yeah, I'm torn, because I feel like it doesn't do enough, but I also can't fault anybody for enjoying it or liking it. But
I mean, that's never the goal here anyway. Right. I'm not trying to say you shouldn't like
it. No, but I mean, when it comes to the point of the show, is like we're supposed to recommend games, and it's like the thing is there's some people I could recommend this to because I think they would enjoy it, but it's hard to recommend it because I am against this game quote being a game. Like that's, it is the loosest definition ever.
It's not because it's not a game. It's an interactive poem, and that's why I started off this podcast saying I hate these. Like I don't, like I probably will not play another one of these on Game Pass. I have basically had my full of these. They're not interactive enough for me. They're fine mediums to tell a story, But if that's the case, then the story, to like it's like you said, then that story needs to hit hard in some kind of way. A story about a girl learning to swim and swim practice being rough and her mom being hard on her because of swim practice. Like, I'm not relating to any of this at all. I don't care. Like, this story is so specific to this one person that I just do not care. And
I guess my question would be is like, and it's hard to, you know, straw man argument, but like, if it was something that did relate to you, would your feelings change in terms of, does it belong on Game Pass?
Well, like a conversation before about we were talking about Elden Ring and liking things that are being able to be a fan of something and not of something that is not critically good. To answer your question, I would play and say this really related to me. Instead of swimming, it was football, and instead of my mom, it was my dad, and so. It hit for me, it got me, but it's not a game. Like, my feelings on it being an interactive experience, a good one at that, would still be no, just absolutely not. It still lacks that interactive experience or a level of interactive behavior with you and an Xbox Series X controller. Like, this is definitely something that should have just been a 45-minute long animated short.
Well, there you go. So when it comes to Game Pass or Pass, we recommend it. No. no, I hate doing this whole, like, if you like this, like, it's short enough that I can just be like, look, this just whatever. Like, our opinion aside on is this a game or not should not factor into this, but this is one where I think this discussion is more about is this a game or not than the actual content. Like, again, my issues with it as a game are, like, I think it's very pretty and it does a lot in terms of its art style, but it's kind of ugly at the same time. It's not a very strong game in terms of effects and resolution when I feel like it can be. There's no reason for it to not be super sharp. Like, if this game runs at a 4K resolution, I'd be surprised. Like, it feels like it just runs at 720p on no matter what you play it on. And that's the stuff that drives me nuts, because that's the stuff that you could do to really push it forward as a game. And like you said, it's more like an animated short. And
that's why I disagree with what you're saying as well, in terms of, we're not talking about the game specifically, but the overall general idea of are these games or not, because specifically this game, if it looked as good as The Artful Escape, if it sounded as good as The Artful Escape, you would have a different opinion. Like, sure, like, yeah. like this game doesn't do, like, again, not to beat up on this game, not to beat up on this game, but it doesn't excel in any part of the interactive experience, and even the production value is lacking in a way where you can at least say it's gorgeous. It sounds great. It feels great. I don't connect with this story personally, but dang if this doesn't pop on my screen. Like, there's no but to it. This is not interactive enough for me, and it has little else going for it in terms of graphics, gameplay, or sound design.
Well, there you have it. Case closed. I guess we don't recommend this game.
No, I do not, and I will not. Like, I'm done with these.
Like
Artful Escape included. Like, you fought hard for that one. Like, I'm done with these these games where you don't do anything. Like, I don't get it. I genuinely do not understand these games. Like, I understand people like them. Love what you love. I'm not against that whatsoever. I'm over these.
The Zero Escape? What are they called? The Nonary games or whatever?
The Nonary games?
Yeah. Yeah, don't you like those?
Those are fantastic.
Speaking of doing nothing but reading.
All right. You're incorrect. Can't wait to play those with you.
Yeah, those have puzzles, so we're good. All right, when it, yeah, again, I don't, this is a little strange because we more beat up on the game and like, does it belong than the actual content itself, but that's where we're going with. That's the episode. There you go. A Memoir Blue, we do not recommend it. Play something else. Easy achievements if you follow a guide. So I guess it's got that going for it. Maybe, I don't know. When it comes to the future, you can shoot us an email or a voicemail, 574-651-9256. Maybe you think this is the best game ever made. I would be interested in hearing your opinion. You can call us jerks and we don't appreciate art.
It's better than Elden Ring.
Whoa, now. Look.
It's a much harder game. You have to admit.
You're gonna dox yourself at this point.
You have to admit it's a much harder game than easy peasy make a blood build Elden Ring.
You are going to dox yourself. Gpopfans@gmail.com. When it comes to the future, we are going to be talking about Tunic for our next game. We have played a lot of Tunic. Got a lot to say about that one. We don't have any bonus episodes coming up, but we're also going to be doing a dual episode on Life is Strange, True Colors, because Basher just can't be bothered to play.
These games are bad.
Life is the first one is good. I agree that the second one is not.
You're wrong. It's not even the game.
I like the first one. The Storm was okay, but two was bad. I did not like two at all. So we'll see. And that game that you played, I never remember the name. The Dungeon of Nahubek. So unfortunately, yeah, I have been sick, so I'm super behind on stuff. So I'm speaking of that, I can't.
There goes a couple of lungs.
Almost made it. I'm also playing Final Fantasy 13-2 with Christopher, so we're going to be talking about that in the near future as well. So I got a lot of stuff going on, so we're doing a dual episode about that. So, all right, that's going to do this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with Tunic.
Good day, sirs.